Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the first podcast. Right now I'm doing a podcast on the recent James Charles I don't know what to call it, case, I guess you could say. It morally or so be like a case, or James Charles anyways. He's about 19 years old, and basically what happened, on May 11th, 2019, James Charles became the first ever YouTuber to lose over 1 million subscribers in 24 hours. That is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And he first launched his YouTube channel on December 1st, 2015. At the highest point, it was on May 6th, 2019, when he had 16.6 million subscribers. He was a beauty YouTuber, and right now he was a makeup artist, beauty YouTuber. Right now, his subscriber account is actually, I think, 14 million, last checked, and he's gotten over 1.5 billion views since May 19th, 2019, which is insane. So, if you guys haven't heard what happened, is if I was told correctly, he hold on. I am pretty sure that he went after a straight man. And on April 2019, he actually said that he was not fully gay, and we all know that's not true. I don't know why he's trying to hide it from us. From his YouTube channel, obviously he's gay and likes men. It just, anyways. He went on and a 5.5 on the Kinsey scale, saying that, and I quote this, "There have been girls in the past who I've thought were very, very beautiful. There's also been trans guys in the past too that I was really, really into for a moment in time." Now, we all know that's not true. Charles, he is, James Charles obviously is fully gay. And he's obviously, it's just that's not true at all. It's obviously not true. He is obsessed with gay men, and he posted to his Twitter a couple of days ago. I don't know when it was actually, saying gay men will be the death of me. And Tati Westbrooks, I don't know if I'm saying that right, uploaded a 43-minute long video by sister to her YouTube channel, heavily criticizing James Charles, heavily, going at him, just, and after this, his subscriber count just went down the drain. I mean, like I said, he was the first person to lose 1 million subscribers in under, well, in 24 hours, which is insane, after Bye Sister by Tati came out. It dropped, by over 3 million, and in the days that followed him losing 1 million subscribers, under 24 hours. And Tati Westbrook's subscribers count increased by over 4 million in the same period. Now, this is where we start to see James Charles's career die. This is where we start to see his channel die. And in her video, actually, she accused Charles of manipulating people's sexuality. Using fame, as she, and this is all quoted, she said he was using fame, power, and money to play with people's emotions. And he actually later uploaded a response video addressing the issues raised by Westbrook, and apologizing to his fans and both her and her husband. Now, in the video, if you guys saw it, go check it out, by the way. James Charles's video, go to, just go to his YouTube channel. I'm not trying to promote him or anything, In this video, he obviously is faking it. He obviously not telling the truth. And we all know that for a fact. He's not sorry. Don't do something you're not sorry for. And I'm fairly sure he would know that too. And he actually got, when he posted that video, it received mostly negative feedback, with the video becoming one of the 10 most disliked videos in YouTube history. That's not a good thing, dude. That's not a good thing to have, man. And it just, this whole thing is insane right now. There are a lot of you out there who are listening to this podcast are pretty pissed off about it too. You know, James, I never really, you know, my girlfriend was into James Charles, and I understand that, you know, a lot of girls were into him. He was a makeup artist. He was a inspiration to so many people, so many gays, and he just threw everything down the drain. I just, you know, I don't get it, man. Anyways, thank you guys for watching this I'm so used to YouTube, listening to this podcast. This is my first podcast ever. Hope you enjoyed. If you did, you know, I'll be making more. So, I will see you guys in the next podcast. Thanks for tuning in.